From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
First, we agreed on the steps through which the regime will come to a place where it will not fly combat missions anywhere where the opposition is present in an area that we have agreed on with very real specificity. Once this arrangement takes full effect, the regime would no longer be able to do in the future what it has been able to do so much in the past, which is go after Nusra, allegedly, but hit moderate opposition.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the plan also calls for U.S. and Russia to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail. A day after shocking the world with its fifth and largest nuclear test, the U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test, preceded by a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparked worldwide condemnation. The UN Security Council agreed on Friday immediately to begin work on a new series of sanctions. This is VOA News. Many Americans will pause on Sunday for the observance of the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday in his weekly address, the day was one of the darkest in our nation's history.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. The Twin Towers were reduced to rubble. The Pentagon was in flames. A Pennsylvania field burned with the wreckage of an airplane. And nearly 3,000 innocent lives were lost. This weekend, we honor their memory once more. We stand with the survivors who still bear the scars of that day. We thank the first responders who risked everything to save others.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago on September the 11th. Top Afghan officials and representatives of an anti-government armed group are said to be moving closer to their protracted peace negotiations, and both sides are expected to sign a deal possibly sometime on Saturday. The groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. Samsung is urging users of their Galaxy Note 7 to stop using their phones immediately and exchange them Saturday, following reports of the battery exploding.
Saturday's announcement is part of a global recall affecting up to 10 countries. South Korean consumers were told to go to service centers for replacement phones earlier Saturday. A similar warning was sent out to U.S. consumers Friday. Samsung Galaxy Note 7 owners in the U.S. will be able to exchange their phones for a number of models as well as a $25 gift card. The recall of some 2.5 million devices could cost Samsung as much as $5 billion, and the company's shares closed down 3.9% Friday. Over the weekend, many major airlines also demanded that customers power off their phones or even stowed them in checked bags before boarding planes. Since the phone's release in August, multiple pictures have been posted on social media of charred phones, with their owners claiming they had randomly caught fire.
That was VOA's Isha Sarai reporting. More than 2 million worshippers are expected to begin the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. The Hajj is an act of faith required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. Iran is holding alternative Hajj in Karbala, citing Saudi incompetence and poor response by health and safety officials. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.